Skip and Flip. Jennifer, you thought they sounded like the Beatles?
Was it this group? I don't think it was.
Oh.
I'd have to look at my list.
Skip and Flip. Some of the Arizona artists recorded twang and rockabilly music in Phoenix in the 50s. That was our 7 o'clock hour this morning. Had a lot of fun with author Jim West and his book, The Sound of Phoenix. But this hour, we're talking about 10 facts you need to know about water damage in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, in particular as it relates to what we're seeing like just this past week in the monsoon weather. But before we get back to that, I'd like to run up the mountain and bring Romy into the conversation. He's our roving reporter today, reporting from the Crawfish Festival live in Heber, Arizona. Romy, what's it look like up there? What's it smell like up there? What's it taste like up there?
Well, it smells and tastes like if you got water damage, you best get up here and enjoy yourself, because water damage in your house ain't fun.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, the barbecue grill's going. He's got I won't hold it too hard against him. One of the chefs has an Arkansas Razorback flag flying, but his barbecue, it's all right. We'll accept them.
they can barbecue in Arkansas. You can't take that away from them, that's for sure. So you got a little barbecue going on. What else you got going on?
Oh, they got kettle corn is popping. The crawfish are just getting ready to pull the first batch out.
Hot
and
dog.
Drop them in the cooler so they can soak up the seasoning and be just right when we start serving. I said, close to noon we'd start serving, but man, lines started forming an hour ago. So as soon as they're ready, we're going to start serving here in about a half hour.
And those folks listening to us in Phoenix or Payson or up the highway there closer to Sholo, it's not too late to show up. Y'all still have plenty of crawfish?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know that we've ever run out of crawfish at one event. Seems like we always belly up to about 300 or 400 pounds left over, and all the volunteers just eat till we drop.
So you've got the crawfish just beginning to come out of the water, beginning to start getting served. You've got what else going on? It's a great family event.
It is. There's live music. There'll be a DJ. They're setting up the tents for the food court right now. We have a family circus coming. They'll do face painting, stilt walking, juggling, and plenty of room to dance on the lawn.
And tell people how to find you.
It's really easy. Highway 260, Heber Overgaard. We're in Overgaard, east side of Heber. It's the last thing you see if you're heading to Sholo. It's the first thing you see if you're coming in from Sholo's. Bison Ranch, south side of the road. It looks like an old west town, painted up real nice. You cannot miss it. And there's a full set of craft vendors and kids events out in front in the parking lot. And the festival and all the food is through the buildings on the grass courtyard.
And y'all be serving food for how long?
Oh, till we run out.
And that goes till mid-afternoon, supper time? How late have we historically been serving food?
Usually right about till dark, it starts to get people turned out.
All right. That's Romy reporting from Bison Ranch, the Crawfish Festival. It's a great family event. If you've never been, they'll have food for you today. It's not too late. They did set a record at the number of pre-sold tickets that we sold to the event this year. I was really sorry. I'm not going to be. I think this is the first one I missed.
I think so, too. And Julia, our daughter that moved to Minneapolis, is missing it, too. She ordered 400 pounds of crawfish from Louisiana to be delivered to Lakeville, Minnesota, and inviting friends over for slip and slide and crawfish. So you can have your own event,
Have your own crawfish festival. Very good. Well, thanks, Romy. We appreciate you running up there. And I know you're working your little fanny off. That's always a big event, and it's a lot of work. When you have to boil 1,000 pounds or more of crawfish, you've got your work cut out for you. All right. We're covering the article of our blog that we publish weekly. It can be found at rosieonthehouse.com. we keep all of our blogs there. So literally, as I was talking about earlier, the website, rosieonthehouse.com, between the blogs that we've posted and the articles that we've written for the last 20, 25 years, and the questions we've been taking on the air and answering for the last 30 years, all of that is at rosieonthehouse.com. So it, I used to have people tell me, oh, man, we cut out your article all the time and we put three-hole punch it, we put it in a binder. I said, well, you don't have to do that. We keep them all on the website, Rosie on the House, and they're just there forever, you know. So you don't have to print them out and three-hole punch them. But some of the people were doing that, and they would actually catalog, well, this has to do with the roof, this has to do with the drywall. I've seen some of those books. So it's great that the homeowners are learning to use us like that, because it's exactly what we're here for. From the day we first did our first radio program, our objective for the program is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And that whatever it is you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you'd start at rosieonthehouse.com. That's what we've been working on for 30 years. And we certainly appreciate all of you who report back. That little trip we took down to Casa Grande a couple weeks ago and actually had homeowners come and do a focus group with us, that was probably one of the highlights of my entire broadcasting career, just being able to meet that many homeowners that had that many stories about how we've been able to help them, even the one staycation winner that shared her story of going to Flagstaff. That was a great event.
It was fun to have them.
We're going to do that some more.
Well, it was fun to have them sit with us. We were just amazed that they sat the whole 4 hours and joined us. It just gave us energy knowing, you know, having their input and their feedback.
Really enjoyed it. Well, so all of that information is available to you free. Today's article has to do with 10 facts you need to know about water damage. And we've talked about gutters and downspouts and harvesting and managing the water and controlling it. And that can also cause drainage problems, surface drainage problems. What do you do with that water? You want to control it, but you don't want it to cause, you know, you don't want it to become your neighbor's problem. So you've got to.
You don't?
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't.
Well, I see something you missed on this article. You have 10 on here. I think I'd add 11. Being the pool girl at the house, the pool is a big deal at this time of year. Carol and I were out there diving down, pulling out wads of our neighbor's tree leaves out of the bottom. We have that little jandy that goes around and cleans up and everything, but it was so full of those big, long pine needles. Man, what
a
job.
It's a pepper tree.
What a job. Yeah. And we have Solar Safe pool covers texted us and said, hey, don't forget about me, because having that one of those covers over your pool during this time of year would just save you a lot of time. But you got to make sure that you're keeping the water chemicals level, because if you don't, it's going to turn on you in just no time at all. The water's already so warm. Then you have all this stuff swarming around, dropping into your pool. It's just a nice little place to breed things. So
that Solar Safe pool cover would be a great idea for, like, when you're leaving town for a couple weeks in the middle of the summer in this kind of season. I mean, you just cover the pool up and not even worry about it.
Or for snowbirds. How wonderful. It just keeps everything clean and balanced. You don't have to worry about the chemicals. It all stays very balanced out. So, hey, that's my next wish list for the pool.
Yeah, you're thinking so, huh? All right. I was thinking fill it in.
Deck over. There's all kinds of things we could do.
That's right. So on the topic of the 10 facts you need to know about water damage, that one on swimming pools was not included in the article, but it was one Jennifer felt like I missed in writing the rest of this stuff. We talk about roof damage, and I'll tell you, it's an argument I get in often about what is the best kind of roof. Well, so much of that depends on the architecture of the house you're accomplishing. On flat roofs, I've been a fan of foam for a long, long time. You do have to maintain it. You have to get up there and check it every once in a while. A lot of the foam roofers actually build the maintenance and the visual inspections into the price of the roof so that they can come by on an annual or biannual basis and just give it a visual inspection. But I liked the foam because it was a product that came out that actually stuck to everything. The plumbing vent penetrations that come out of the roof, the air conditioning ductwork that comes out of the roof, the T-top vents that come out of the roof where your exhaust fans are located in your bathrooms. So you don't have to worry about flashing any of those dissimilar materials. The foam literally stuck to everything. So it was a completely seamless application. You know, if you're a bird flying over a house with a foam roof and you're looking down, you don't see one seam. So it eliminates all those potential areas where the old conventional built-up roofs could leak. And not to mention when you're trying to dry in or flash the three-ply built-up roof up into a plumbing vent or the backside of a parapet. That's a weak link every single time. So the foam roofs are great for the flat roofs, the concrete tile for the sloped roofs. But really, a good three-tab fiberglass shingle is good for 30 years, 20, 30 years. You can get the big, heavy architectural dimensional tabs that can actually go up to 40 and 50 years. So, but if it's not in good repair, that's where the problems occur. So I would tell you, you know, if you have occasion to repair or replace your roof, develop a relationship with that particular contractor and just ask him, hey, how much would you charge me to come out here and do an inspection in May every year or every other year and just have somebody else get up on the roof with an experienced eye looking it over? Because there's nothing more important than protecting your home than a roof that doesn't leak. And we've already talked about what happens when it does start leaking and that drywall starts sagging. You don't just sit there in your chair and bite your fingernails and cry like a baby. You get a couple buckets, you get an ice pick, a knife, a long 16-penny nail, and you poke a hole in that bulging sheetrock and you collect the water and let it drain and get it out of there. That's going to be a much more controlled mess than if you just sit there and watch it collapse and fall onto the floor.
I did have a caller this week, and she was looking for a roofer because she had water coming through her vent hood in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Is that just that something needs to be sealed up top? Or would
Not knowing anything about her roof, not knowing where she lived, my guess is it's a flat roof.
Mm-hmm.
And when the house was built, they didn't extend that T-top up tall enough, and it's located somewhere close to a scupper. And the scupper's clogged with those leaves that you've been digging out of our swimming pool for the last week. And she was collecting water on the roof to the point where it actually went over the top of the T-top is generally what happens when you got water coming in your exhaust fans in the bathroom or under your or through your vent hood in the kitchen. It's generally, 9 times out of 10, a clogged scupper.
And so just unclogging is enough? Or do you need to do more?
It becomes regular maintenance. You've got to get up there regularly and find out what's clogging the scupper with the leaf litter and clutter and stuff like that. Or the last time it was roofed, maybe the guys didn't pay good enough attention to keeping that as open as it should be. So that ponding water is usually what breaches those T-tops and the water starts showing itself in those particular areas. Means you have a lot of water up on top of your roof. We'll get back with the last few tips on water managing and controlling and facts you need to know about water and storm damage at your house.